Welcome and thank you for standing by. All parties are in listen-only mode until the question-answer session of today's call. At that time, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. In addition, this call is being recorded. If you disagree, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. James Miller. Thank you, and you may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm James Miller with the NOAA Fisheries Public Affairs, and I'd like to thank you for joining NOAA's media teleconference to announce nearly $220 million for new habitat restoration and coastal resilience projects through the Investing in America agenda. Our press release is now available in the newsroom on the NOAA.gov website. Joining me today is our speaker, Janet Coit, the Assistant Administrator for NOAA Fisheries. With that, I'd like to welcome Janet, who is joining us for the opening of today's call.
Thanks, James. Thank you all for joining us on the call today. I am thrilled that we're making this bipartisan infrastructure law and Inflation Reduction Act announcement today on behalf of the Biden-Harris administration. This is an unprecedented level of grant funding, and it will supercharge our transformational habitat restoration projects across the country. We're recommending nearly $220 million for 32 new projects this year, plus an additional $66 million of future year funding. This historic level of funding will have a transformative impact across the country through capstone projects that build on decades of work in priority watersheds, innovative projects that implement cutting-edge restoration techniques, and groundbreaking efforts that restore habitat in urban ecosystems that benefit underserved communities. From the rivers of Alaska to the estuaries in the Pacific Northwest, and encompassing the coastal wetlands of the Pacific Islands to the Caribbean territories. In every region of our country, this funding catalyzes work that will lead to a healthier, more productive habitats. As well, they'll help protect coastal communities and ecosystems from the impacts of climate change and also make significant strides in the recovery of threatened and endangered species. This was a very competitive process, and the selected projects span a broad range of habitats and restoration techniques, from reconnecting rivers to their historic floodplains, to outplanting corals to rebuild reefs, to restoring salt marshes that will help protect coasts from erosion and sea level rise. When we say transformational projects, we mean projects that are impactful, innovative, and will drive change in how habitat restoration occurs. For example, these projects may involve on-the-ground construction at multiple sites across a watershed, or they might include building capacity for new partners who can now participate in restoration efforts. We're super excited about these opportunities under Bill and IRA, and that these investments are providing habitat restoration around the country. We're looking forward to the amazing outcomes that we're going to see due to this funding in the years ahead.
Thank you so much, Janet. We will now take specific questions about the announcement from call participants. For this portion of the call, we have subject matter experts on the line to address questions. We have Carrie Silbert-Robinson, the Director of NOAA Fisheries Office of Habitat Conservation, and Chris Doley, Restoration Center Division Chief, NOAA Fisheries Office of Habitat Conservation. Operator, please remind the call participants how they can get into the queue to ask a question.
Certainly. To ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. If you need to withdraw your question, please press star 2. One moment while we wait for questions to come in. There are no questions. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1, unmute your phone, and record your name. There are no questions at this time. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please unmute your phone and record your name.
Well, if we have no questions, the media advisory probably answered enough questions. So we'd like to thank Janet, Carrie, and Chris for joining us. And an audio file of today's call will be made available online on NOAA.gov later this afternoon. And if you have any follow-up questions, please contact me, James Miller, at 202-579-4845. Again, that is 202-579-4845. Or at nmfs.pa@noaa.gov. That is nmfs.pa@noaa.gov. This will conclude today's call. Thank you.
Thank you for joining. This concludes today's call. You may disconnect at this time.